Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Conservative Talk Radio. We're always right and never left. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown. We have an exciting show today. We have a New Jersey congressional candidate running for Congress out of New Jersey's 8th Congressional District. He's a former military veteran, and now he wants to stand up for our country, running for Congress representing New Jersey and our nation. While we wait to have him appear in the studio, Mr. David Winkler is running for Congress. A little footnote before we begin our show. Conservative Right Talk Radio is a conservative talk radio show that you can follow us on Twitter at Right Talk Radio. You can also follow us on Facebook at Conservative Talk Radio. Conservative Talk Radio will be live every Wednesday at 6:30 Eastern Standard Time for our listeners that want to continue to listening to conservative news and commentary that we bring straight to the American people. There's a lot of talk going on about the coronavirus. We want to advise everyone to stay safe and be safe during this very challenging time that we are facing in our country and the world today. Our prayers go out to all those who have been affected and who may be suffering from this tragic virus. Please make sure everyone wash your hands, don't touch your face, and be very cautious about who you come in contact with and what you do until this all blows over. I don't know what happened to my guest. Would you please stand by while I will try to reach out to my guest? Please hold on a moment. Good evening, Dave. I was trying to reach out to you on the other line. I put the show on hold for a second. We were missing each other, so I want to apologize to our audience for that brief break in the show. Dave was trying to call in. I was trying to reach back out to Dave on another line to bring him into the studio, but I want to apologize. Before you came on, Dave, I did welcome you to the show. I did a brief introduction that you are a military veteran and that you want to represent New Jersey in Congress and you want to stand up for the American people again by running for Congress and serving New Jersey. If you'd like to add anything else to my introduction, please share it with my audience now. And welcome to the show, Dave, and thank you.
Hey, thank you for having me again. No, I think that's perfect. I look forward to talking to you today.
There's a lot going on in New Jersey and in our country today, and we've had many conversations offline and online. What do you think are some of the most challenging things that are facing New Jersey in our nation that made you decide to run for Congress?
There just seems to be a lot of issues, not only at the federal level, but at the state issue that made me run for Congress. As your listeners probably know, I'm a combat veteran, so I've fought the Taliban, I fought the Al-Qaeda and all this, but I realized that now that the more of the war is back home, especially when I started to get into veteran advocacy, noticing that our veterans were not being treated well when I came back, just noticing that our American people were not being treated well by their politicians. I left the active duty realm and seeking office to fix that. I believe that we need to restore a system of government that is formed by the people. And that's why I decided to go this route now and be that leader that the, you know, the American people need.
On behalf of my listeners, I want to thank you for serving our country. And also, I am a New Jersey born native. I want to thank you again for wanting to stand up for the people of New Jersey and our nation by running for Congress. New Jersey has a lot of challenges. You're welcome. New Jersey has a lot of challenges, as you know, and we've identified, with high taxes. Our crime rate is out of control in urban settings. Our schools are underfunded. We have so many challenges here in New Jersey. I don't know where to begin. You talked about veterans. We have the homeless. We have the opioid fentanyl crisis. There are a lot of issues in New Jersey and our nation that are not being addressed. And as you alluded to earlier, that is why you're running for Congress, to raise the level of consciousness of the American people and the people of New Jersey that the war on the people of the United States of America is here in our country today to protect our Constitution, our rights and liberties as United States citizens. What are some of your ideas that you have when you get to Congress to try to change the course of the direction in which some politicians want to take this country or the state of New Jersey?
Well, some of the plans I have is getting back to the basics. Like, just to be quite honest, we need straight and narrow leadership up in the Congress level. Like, what goes on here with the county lines between the DNC and the RNC is absolutely crazy. What goes on up there at the federal level, you need a straight and narrow, non-brown-nosing, somebody that's not afraid to do what's right. And that basic leadership should encourage others. Or simply, I'm going to drain the swamp. It's that simple. Now, for the New Jersey citizens, what I plan on doing is you identified schools. Schools is one of my major things. I care about the future of our children. I tried to deal with the New Jersey City schools. They're underfunded about $115 million. What I'm looking at is school choice. I think that is the best option that we have, is to give the parents the right to choose what schools that their kids go to, instead of continuously throwing money at these public schools that continue to fail. They continue to have corruption amongst the boards of education. I'm not going to play that game. I'm going to allow the people to go to choose schools they want to put their kids in.
Yes, the rights of our children.
Second Amendments, your religious freedoms, everything else that comes with those, I will protect them. The government is not going to sit there and take those away from our New Jersey citizens. And if they try to do so, we'll have to go to the district courts. So I'm just bringing back the basics. Let's do right by the people. If you don't do right, then we're going to have problems. That's the way I see it.
And I couldn't agree with you more, Dave. We look at most of the challenges, especially in New Jersey, that the political corruption in New Jersey is one of the highest in the nation. And we are electing people to office with the faith that they're going to do the right thing, and they keep duping the people, if you will, out of their rights as Americans, as citizens, and it's become extremely political. And we need more people like yourself and others that want to stand up and challenge the status quo. And the only way we're going to do that is by fighting back, like you're talking about today, calling out those who are not doing right by the people and expose them. A lot of people. Please, Dave, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I don't think the New Jersey citizens understand the power that they have. Their votes actually do matter. The reason why this continues is people are not getting to the, getting out and voting or doing the mail-in votes, whichever way they want to do it. But it's the definition of insanity for over the last decade and some change. They continue to vote the same, you know, swamp. Get out there and change it. Money cannot buy these elections at these levels. I mean, you could literally go and vote for somebody else. And that's what they rely on is they barely come down and they barely talk to their people. They barely come down to the district levels. And they just rely on the same people to keep voting them in. And that's what Albio Series has been doing for over a decade. And amongst this corona crisis, he's not even here. In fact, there's a debate tonight amongst the Democratic primaries. He chose to stay up in Washington and not even engage in that. He hasn't debated anybody in over a decade.
That's sad, but, you know, that's sad, but it's par for the course, unfortunately, for New Jersey. And that's why, as you alluded to earlier, it's important that we raise the level of consciousness of these fraudulent politicians that only come around on election time. And then you can't find them when there's serious issues in our community, whether it's death to one of our children or the coronavirus. This is unacceptable. You know, we have to work on educating New Jersey and American people that, yes, your vote does matter. Your vote does count. But we also have to call out those who are not doing the right thing that are in office. And we must continue to remind the electorate when it is time to vote on many issues where they stood prior to them coming around with a hot dog and hamburger and a handshake and say, would you please vote for me again? And nothing changes and everything stays the same. And we definitely have to change that dynamic. And it starts, like you said, with the voter. It starts with me. It starts with every individual. It starts with the people. We, the people. And I've noticed, as you know, we're both conservatives, but I've noticed that in every urban setting, major urban cities, especially in New Jersey, throughout the country, I do not understand why people continue to vote against their interests and they do not receive a benefit when the drugs, the guns, the crime continue to pour into these communities. And they continue to elect the same people expecting different results, and it is continually eroding our inner cities over the last half a century. It's a shame.
I mean, the way I feel about it is I feel that due to the polarization of our country right now that, you know, you're either team Republican or you're team Democrat right now. And it's very hard to get people to separate from that team. It's almost like if you're a Patriots fan or you're a Dallas Cowboys fan kind of thing, and anybody that says anything against it, you know, they're just going to harden their lines. You know, like they're just going to dig in. But the way the Democrats do it, though, is through identity politics, which is really dangerous, to label everything either racist, homophobic, Islamophobic, whatever kind of phobics that they want to name. And if that doesn't work based upon policy debates, then they will go with, you know, pandering free stuff. And it's really dangerous because it's capturing the youth that don't really know better that you're going to end up paying for it. And if you're not paying for it, your children are going to pay for it.
Dave, you are absolutely correct. And by the things you highlighted, by pandering, the xenophobia, the racism, this is the same party that has a history of racism, of racist terrorist act against people of color or Jewish people.
To speak on that, they still have not highlighted Jersey City for what it was. The black Hebrew Israelites that actually conducted that attack against the Jewish community in Jersey City. No mainstream media has picked that up and called it out for what it is. They're a hateful group. I had to deal with them in Brooklyn before. And then what they did in Jersey City, a lot of people didn't know that they had a van that had so much explosives in there that it could have taken out 4 football fields. That's how much they hated the Jewish community, but no one's calling it out because it doesn't suit the mainstream narrative.
You know, you're absolutely correct. You know, the mainstream or the liberal media, I call it the liberal bias media. You're right. They would only publish things that fit their narrative. And that's the sad part, because it undermines, undergirds the sovereign nation, the people that inhabited this country. And it's sad. It really is sad, because the manipulation of the media and these young people, and they're doing it through the educational system, not at the higher level of education, but in the public schools at the lower level, when they fail to teach them American history, civic responsibilities, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights that I was taught and learned when I was in the 60s and 70s when I was in grammar school.
Yep.
You know, you have kids graduating higher education today, and you have professors propagating socialism, communism, Marxism. I'm saying to myself, this is America.
You're absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct on that. I had to deal with the New York DOE for 3 years, back from 2014 through 2017, and it was indoctrination of the kids. If you are a conservative professor, you're more than likely to find yourself out of a job. If you are a liberal professor that, you know, is anti-war, because we hardly were able to get into the schools to be able to promote becoming either an Army officer or becoming an enlisted member within the Army. They would stop us at the door, or they would, you know, give us some sort of anti-war speech. And then you would also see, you know, a lot of you know, identity politics from the actual staff members. I had to deal with that when I was going through college through New York as well, where my law professor was saying that Trump was the worst thing since Hitler and Stalin. And meanwhile, I got to protect my grade. So obviously I can't say anything as I'm going through the course, but to sit there and tell your students there that, you know, President Trump is the worst thing since Hitler, I'm just like, how do people get away with this?
And
you know, I'm paying
an American,
a ridiculous amount of money to go
right.
through this course.
This is an American president, regardless of your political views. How can you compare an American president to Hitler?
And heaven forbid I would have challenged him. I don't think I would have passed that course.
But it's the same liberalism and the same Democratic Party that in 1994 created the pipeline, the school, and the prison school pipeline. It's the same Democratic Party that put the federal prisons on the stock market.
Yep.
Okay, and
same one with the third strike law.
People
and
of
all
color,
that. Yep.
Exactly, and using people of color as a commodity. You know,
I mean, it's still the
is
same
a big
thing.
Picture.
Yeah,
yes,
it's still the same thing, and what's dangerous right now is I would compare these Democrat policies to modern-day slavery when it comes to the Hispanic vote or the Latino vote. What I got going on here in my district is the use of free labor for votes to get DNC people reelected. If they don't comply with these, that's the only time that they'll comply with federal law enforcement laws on detainers. If, you know, they don't play their games of these mayors, the councilmen, to you name it, they don't go out and get them reelected. That's the only time it matters. And it's in, you know, it's dangerous. I got, you know, I can go to any apartment complex as I walk outside of my house, and I guarantee I'm going to find about, you know, 10 to 12 people huddled in one room. Or you go to any of these mom and pop stores down here, you got people getting paid underneath the table to get away from having to give the Hispanic community any sort of, you know, benefits like health care or 401ks or anything that should be given by an employer. It's dangerous. This is what's going on here, but there's no way to fix it unless we get rid of the corruption and we attack it directly.
For those that are tuning in, this is Conservative Talk Radio. We're always right, never left. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown. We are proud to have in the studio former military veteran and U.S. New Jersey congressional candidate David Winkler, talking about issues not only that are impacting New Jersey, but are impacting the nation. We're thankful to have you on the show, Dave.
Thanks.
We have a lot of challenges. And, you know, one thing I've noticed this year in doing radio podcasts, with candidates like yourself and across the nation, is that there is a movement of moral candidates, candidates of high integrity like yourself, former military veterans, or people of deep faith that want to fight against corruption. I noticed that that is the main theme in 2020 among conservatives that I interview, which is refreshing. With the help of Donald Trump exposing the left and the right, the Democrat and the Republican establishment, putting everybody on notice, it's really refreshing to see that this year we have a lot of candidates across this country, whether it's Deanna up in San Francisco running against Nancy Pelosi, Joe Collins running against Maxine Waters, you in New Jersey running against Alvio Ziris. We have a lot of people throughout the country that are running for the right reasons.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, I'm up against extreme odds here, because if anybody knows that hashtag, not me, I think it's not me, us, which is a Democratic hashtag that says, hey, if I don't get the candidate that I want, vote blue, which I'm trying to get every Republican out here in this district to get out and vote, because if it's not one Democrat that they're trying to just go blue with it. And all these candidates that I've come across either support socialist ideals, are extreme socialists, or they are very corrupt Democrats that have been in career politics, you know, doing all sorts of deals and doing things that are just insane, to where I'm like, how are these people not indicted? It's nuts. This is literally, if you want to save this country, this is the year to do so by voting. You know, I don't care if it's not me, vote for the right candidate, the person that's going to be straight and narrow, and you know, take our country back. So, I mean, that it's insane, sir.
It really is. And like I said, I'm proud to be able to have this podcast, and I'm very humbled and honored to interview candidates across the country that have served our country, want to serve our country again by standing up and fighting for the rights and the sovereignty of this nation and for the American people. It's really refreshing that I really see a 2020 red wave moving in to Washington and around the country. And I think it's important, because if we're going to save this nation, you know, people forget what this nation was built upon: Judeo-Christian values,
yep,
moral, high integrity, statesmanship. Now, don't get me wrong. We understand that in our history, there have been challenging individuals in our country. But inherently, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, are for all who inherit the sovereign nation and the protection of our rights. And these politicians have forgotten that. They think that they are kings and queens, these politicians today.
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely correct with that.
That, you know, they think that they're nobility. They think that they're above the people that they serve.
It's not only the politicians. You know, I didn't mean to interject like that, but it's not only the politicians. It's all wrapped up with media as well. That I would say media believes that they're almost kings and queens as themselves, because if you look at majority of what's happened over the last 3 years, politicians are using media as a way to hammer Lady Justice's scales in one direction to suit their purposes. We've seen it multiple times, to where Washington Post, to New York Times, to CNN, to, I would even throw Fox in there sometimes. It serves whatever politician's purpose at the time, and we cannot allow that. Due process is due process. Nothing steps on Lady Justice's scales, and nor should we allow it to. It's insane. So I'm trying to bring back our country to a sense where media does not speak on ongoing investigations. The politicians do not go in front of camera and say somebody is guilty or innocent or anything like that. We allow the processes to be the process, and we don't interfere with that. And we restore the Constitution the way it's meant to be.
Dave, unfortunately, we're out of time. This was entirely too short of a show. a very, very, very powerful show today, high quality. I want to thank you. You're going to be on another one of my platforms, I believe, next week, the Michael and Chauncey Show at 6:30. No, the following week, in 2 weeks. But since we only have 3 minutes left, please share with the American people if they want to donate, contact you, volunteer for your campaign. Please shoot that out to the American people.
Yeah, sure. So if anybody wants to volunteer, donate, be a part of this movement, because it's not really a campaign, it's a movement, they can go to www.votedavidwinkler.com, or they can feel free to call me at 201-643-0400. And, you know, join this movement to take back America, take back our Constitution, and let's do right by the American people.
Dave, I want to thank you very much for coming on the show today. And Dave has been on a few of my other shows, and he's going to be on the Michael and Chauncey Show in 2 weeks. For those that want to follow updates for Conservative Talk Radio, you can follow us and like our page on Facebook at Conservative Talk Radio. Please follow us on Twitter at Right Talk Radio. You can also follow me, Chauncey Brown, your host, at Right Talk Host on Twitter, Right Talk Radio Host on Facebook for future updates and news and commentary that we always are right and never left. We bring it to you straight. We have no political agenda but to save America and save the American people, protect our Constitution and the liberties in which it is set forth that has been put in place by our founding fathers. That is our only purpose here. We want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in. I'm Chauncey Brown. Have a good night. God bless America and stay safe.